Today is Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Megan Lynch. A St. Louis City Aldermanic Committee hears public comment on the latest plan to utilize the $250 million RAM settlement money. How much leeway is there for changes?
The North Side, at minimum, should get $150 million.
And this money, the bill commits $110 million to North St. Louis City, the largest of any pot money is allocated to. Still, activists are calling for the city to allocate an additional $40 million to North St. Louis. Mayor Kara Spencer was asked if she would veto a bill that pulled the Rams money from other sources to hit that mark.
I'm not ready to talk about changes that we would or would not sign off on, but we are absolutely keen to hear what the aldermen are going to be discussing in the weeks ahead.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Police will launch the aerial response unit soon. Chief Robert Tracy released a video saying they're making a major investment in public safety.
And one of the most significant technological advancements in the department's history.
Thanks to our friends at the St. Louis Police Foundation, we have plans to launch the aerial response unit, utilizing 6 Brink drones, strategically placed throughout the city that will enhance public safety and support a broader regional collaboration.
Now, the aerial response unit still needs approval of the police board. Tracy says this proposal is a part of a growing regional effort among public safety agencies to utilize drone technology to improve emergency response, strengthen coordination, and enhance preparedness across the St. Louis region. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The FBI touting a surge of federal agents in St. Louis ahead of summer. Operation Viper was a 2-week surge at the end of April targeting fugitives wanted for violent crime and drug charges. The result, 91 arrests over a kilo of meth and a kilo of fentanyl seized, 3 dozen weapons recovered. Former Missouri Attorney General and Deputy FBI Director Andrew Bailey says they wanted to get ahead of the usual spike of crime during the summer months.
But what we see is oftentimes crime will spike during the summer months. And so by getting the very worst of the worst offenders off the street in the spring, we hope to maintain the forward progress that we've enjoyed in the fight against violent crime.
Missouri U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt says it shows the FBI is committed to St. Louis in the long term. Police cracking down on street takeovers in the city. Detectives broke up one near 9th and Branch Sunday, arresting 2 people. A 20-year-old woman from Forestell was charged with stunt driving and child endangerment after she was caught doing stunts in a white Lexus with her 3-year-old child in the back seat. A 32-year-old man from Columbia, Missouri, also arrested after police say he took part in the takeover and also tried to block detectives before running off. Both face stunt driving charges. A Granite City murder from 1993 has now been solved.
70-year-old Albert Buddy Ziegler was charged Tuesday in connection with the death of 34-year-old Randy Gail Sperino. She was last seen entering Ziegler's truck in Granite City on November 9, 1993. The Madison County State's attorney said she was later bludgeoned to death and her body was left in a field. DNA found at the crime scene has been continually tested for 26 years until researchers from Texas linked it to the Midwest last May. Ziegler was arrested last week and charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. He is currently in custody at the Madison County Jail. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
Missouri small businesses are struggling a bit, according to recent studies by the National Federation of Independent Business.
The NFIB's state director, Brad Jones, says many Missouri small business owners have ongoing struggles finding qualified new employees.
They're frustrated with the labor and employment part.
He says there are increased business costs and the dilemma of passing those on to customers. Jones says their latest surveys in Missouri find businesses are delaying big purchases. He says some are also putting off expansion plans. Sue Danielson, MissouriNet.
The strike against Missouri's largest alcohol distributor is spreading.
Teamsters at Breakthrough Beverage are extending their picket lines beyond St. Louis to facilities in Kansas City and Champaign, Illinois. Workers at the new locations are honoring the picket lines and refusing to cross them. The company distributes brands like Jameson, Absolut, and Yuengling to bars and stores. Union leader Jeff Petalero tells KMOX the dispute is over what he calls the company's illegal labor practices.
Breakthrough Beverage is learning the hard way that the Teamsters mean business and will continue to do what we need to do to protect our members.
A Breakthrough Beverage spokesperson tells KMOX that the company is engaged in ongoing good faith negotiations, including first contract discussions with our drivers, and they say Teamsters Local 688 ended negotiations with key issues unresolved, but they confirmed that negotiations will resume on June 3rd. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
How much of the Rams settlement money will go to the city's water department? That question will be discussed at today's St. Louis Council meeting. Mayor Kara Spencer previously proposed $30 million from the settlement to go to the water department. A public hearing today expected to take up the question of whether that amount is enough. This comes after a water rate increase was introduced to aldermen last week. Today's meeting will be held this afternoon at 3:30 at City Hall. From the KMOX business desk, two downtown office buildings will be auctioned off in the next few weeks. The 30-story Bank of America Plaza on Market Street goes to the auction block June 22nd. The opening starting bid is $2 million. That's a far cry from the almost $48 million it sold for in 2010. Another property in receivership going up for auction the same day. The former Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri headquarters on Chestnut near Union will be auctioned June 22nd. There are eight major downtown properties that have entered receivership in just the past 15 months.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.